Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Tamargo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Vita Blue. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting second. The center fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darrell Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Preston Hanna. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Preston Hanna. And now, play ball. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Benedict and he is out, Chaney applying the tag. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield takes first base on ball four. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Murphy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Ivey reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ivey moves to third. Two outs. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benedict moves to second. Preston Hanna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanna hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tom Argo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Metzger moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Benedict and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Metzger scores. Blue moves to third. It's Giants, 1, Braves, 1. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Chaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ivey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Madlock scores. Whitfield moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Ivey moves to second. John Tomargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomargo is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomargo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horner hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Benedict takes first base on ball 4. Burrows moves to second. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chaney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burrows scores. Benedict moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Cito Gaston pinch hits for Jamie Easterly. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Metzger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Rick Camp now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ivey is hit by the pitch. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbard takes first base on ball 4. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burrows is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. John Tomargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomargo is 0-for-2 in the game. Tomargo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tomargo. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. Tomargo steals second. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger strikes out. One out. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Tamargo moves to third. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horner hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Benedict hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy juggles the ball. That's an error on Murphy. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Ivey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Rod Gilbreth pinch hits for Rick Camp. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chaney moves to second. Roland Offis pinch hits for Barry Bonnell. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Bob Beal pinch hits for Roland O. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tamargo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tamargo. Chaney scores. Hubbard moves to third. Beal moves to second. It's 5-3, Giants. John Curtis now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbard scores. Beal scores. It's Giants, 5, Braves, 5. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horner hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 5. The Giants will come to bat. Craig Scott now pitching. Bob Beal now playing center field. John Tomargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomargo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tomargo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner juggles the ball. That's an error on Horner. Herndon moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Benedict bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chaney strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Royster pinch hits for Craig Skok. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Max Leon pinch runs for Jerry Royster. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Leon moves to second. It's 6-5, Braves. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Gardner pinch runs for Jack Clark. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gardner moves to third. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Ivey hits a pop-up towards short. Cheney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Cruz pinch hits for John Curtis. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.